Now, for our regular Wednesday look at issues around climate change, it is nearly 5 years since the first Formula E race took place in Beijing. And in that time, this fully electric motorsport series has remained in the shadow of its glitzier, but dirtier and noisier championship Formula One. But times are changing, environmental awareness is on the rise, and so too are Formula E's audiences. Paul Coletti reports from that most famous of street circuits, the driver's favourite, Monaco.
Monaco and motorsport, a pairing that evokes images of hot tarmac, tight corners and the roar of engines. Well, scratch that last bit. This is Formula E, and today in this sun-soaked principality, there's not a cylinder in sight. That whooshing is the sound of 22 space-age-looking, fully electric hunks of carbon fibre slicing their way through the Monaco streetscape.
This embryonic sport has come a long way from its origins 5 years ago, when battery power, like the crowds, were so limited that drivers had to swap cars halfway through a race.
Formula E started as an idea around electric vehicle and how we can combine sport, entertainment and social purpose.
Jérôme Hiquet is the chief marketing officer for Formula E.
We believe that motorsport experiences could excite a generation of people to embrace clean energy. 5 years later, we are having this Formula E championship, which is now evolved on a very big sport, and we believe the future of motorsport.
And the cars? Well, one of the first things that strikes you is the uniformity. Same chassis, same shape, and, crucially, identical batteries in all cars. Intended, say the organisers, to make it cheaper and easier for people to take part. But what's it like to drive one?
My name is Sam Bird, and I'm the racing driver for Envision Virgin Racing. With a Formula E car, you actually never know fully what the car will be doing at any given moment. So, F1, it's more predictable. This is more up and down.
What do you say to those who say it's not real racing driving? You don't have six cylinders blasting away behind your head.
I'd say that those people may be a dinosaurs. This is real racing, absolutely. There's a reason why BMW, Audi, Porsche, Mercedes, Jaguar and Nissan are all involved in this series. It's to improve their tech of what is going to be the future of the automotive industry.
Is Formula One the future of racing or Formula E?
I think there's a place for both. There's no reason why Formula One still can't be the pinnacle of normally aspirated or turbo engines, and we are obviously the pinnacle of fully electric motorsport.
Sam Bird there, who an hour after I spoke to him had the most amazing race, fighting his way over 45 minutes from 14th on the grid up to 6th before succumbing to a puncture on the second last corner of the very last lap, literally metres from the checkered flag. Proving, if proof were needed, that Formula E doesn't just have the thrills of Formula One, it's got the spills too.
NewsHour's Paul Coletti reporting there from Monaco on the rise of Formula E. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the